I want you to declare with me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my spirit, is really catching on.
It's really catching on.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be going to 1 Peter. So while you're on your way over there, I want to remind you that the House of Prayer is having a celebration for Rosh Hashanah, which is coming Sunday night. And September 29th, 7 p.m., we will be with us. And we will be ready to celebrate for a new year, which is 5780. 5780. Get ready, bring a friend. And all I want you to remember is when we celebrate a new year, this is the biblical year of our Lord. It's not the Roman calendar. Not that God can't use the Roman calendar, because he does. But in case you forgot, the Lord's calendar came way before the Romans. Like 3,000 years at least. Okay? So, I want to take you to chapter 1 of 1 Peter. And we're going to touch several verses, but the one that I really want you to catch on to is the foreknowledge of God and his knowing you before you enter this realm. So you might perceive a lot of things, but foreknowledge of you is part of what he does. He also wants you to know that he's been on your case before you were born, which is kind of cool. So, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, notice it doesn't say to sinners, to God's elect, strangers in the world. Strangers in the world. Why? Because the world don't know him. So they're going to pick on you. What else is new? They picked on the firstborn son, they're going to pick on the others. Not that you should enjoy the trip, but at least don't get bent out of shape. All right?
Amen.
Strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. Who have been
chosen.
Yeah. You see, there were songs we used to sing. But they were based in scripture, some of them, and some of them were based in tradition. This is taken from his word. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. Oh my God. Sanctification is another process that he's on. Sanctification means what? I want to kind of park there for a minute and give you a few other confirming words about the sanctification. John 17:17 says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Romans 15, verse 16 confirms it. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. You can choke on that one when you think about what he's in process of doing. Ephesians 5:26 says, to make the church holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Gail made that very clear. The Word is changing her. The Word is changing all of us. Sometimes it's more evident in one area than it is in another. But the bottom line is, you're being changed. 2 Timothy 2, verse 21. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purpose, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good works. Prepared to make you happy? No. It is prepared for his purpose, made holy and useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Hebrews 13:12. Hebrews 13:12. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. So your cleansing is done by the blood. Thinking about these areas of sanctification, you can go on and look at all the fine details. But it's progressive and it's procedural. It's not an overnight sensation, like a cloud that brings rain and gives no results. But it is slow and sweet and continuous, so that you will become what he's called you to be. Verse 3 of 1 Peter. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. A lot of people kind of skip over the reality of his resurrection. But you know what? If he hadn't risen out of the grave, where would we be? Without a future. Amen?
Amen.
You see, Christ rose from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last times. What is that salvation that is to be revealed in the last times? Anybody got a clue? I know it's written, but what kind of salvation are we talking about? If you skip down to verse 9, it says, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. Now, you've had a testimony tonight because I was jumping inside. Gail said every word that was coming out of their grandchildren and what was being spoken kept changing her from the inside. That's a goal. Not all of you are there, but you're in process. I've seen situations where I've said, oh my God, why didn't I realize this years ago? Because I had a dead head. I was focused on the negative. I was focused on all the things that are negative and death related. When I started to have a change in my mind of the things that God was doing through the challenges that I went through, I became different. If a challenge came, I never complained anymore. You know why? Because it brings you down. It tears you apart. You look at the situation and you say, okay, God, how is this going to turn into good? I'm going to start thanking you that you're turning this into a miracle for me because I belong to you.
Amen.
All right? And you need to declare it. You say, oh my God, you have no idea, Kim. I could be you know, buried alive with all the things I've been through. Welcome to the club. Okay? Welcome to the club. You did not go through them for nothing. You know, people want to live in this earth without any wind, no fire, no water, no ice, no heat. Come on. This earth is a place of difficulty. It's been that way for thousands of years. Oh my God, are you trying to be telling us that global warming? Hey, come on. What would have happened if you and I were given the commission that it's never going to rain again until our word is spoken? And it doesn't rain for 3.5 years. You would be held at the point of a gun because the government would say, you better open up and declare we need rain because our animals are dying. But there was a man that told the king, it's not going to rain for 3.5 years until my word. Ah. The days of Elijah. We sing a song. Yay! He drove the king nuts. Why? Because his word had power. Your words have power too. Are you under the anointing of fear, or are you under the anointing of a great miracle prepared for you? It's up to you. You can declare death. You can declare life. Okay? See, the salvation of your soul is your mind being changed, your emotions being changed, and your will to become his will. Instead of yours with independent attitude. Now, none of you have any independent attitude. I'm the only one that's got it. But the bottom line is, when you see that independence and you see that arrogance, you say, uh-oh, I'm in for a ride unless I change my mind. Yesterday, Irene and I made supper for the kids because it was the mom and dad's anniversary, and so they went to the Big E for their celebration. And they were fine for quite a while, but then the little one, he's 5, got a little rambunctious because I brought a card so that they could, you know, make their own little signature for their mom and dad. And of course, 6-year-old Faith had made some hearts and she colored them all different colors. And of course he comes along with his crayon and of course it got great grandmother all frustrated. And I said, Irene, he's doing what 5-year-olds do. Okay? He just put his mark on there. Okay? She tried to correct. Don't correct. You better celebrate. Celebrate that he made a line.
That's right.
Okay? Get happy quickly. But she was caught in her emotions.
Amen. Amen.
All right. She wants the card to be perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Well, get over it.
That's right.
Come on, great grandma. I said, let's do this. So he came back and made a few more marks on the envelope. Well, that was a lesser crisis. And she says to me, he was fine till a few minutes ago. I said, yeah, but he's leaving his mark. Okay? Then she said to him something about, you better not do that again. And of course, that flared up all the wrong words. Oh my God, here we had attitude. Is his soul saved?
No.
No.
His mind, will, and emotions are in full control. They're saying whatever comes through, brrr, it's all out there. Why? You know, 5, 10, 15, watch out, Dad. You're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because 5, 10, and 15 shows you the power of the soul and how quickly it grows and matures. And it learns all the tricks in the book to get what?
It's what it wants.
Yes. Yes. You got it. And they don't have to be spoiled either. No. Because they can connive.
Manipulate.
And do whatever makes you feel good so you'll give in. No. All right?
Please.
Do you think our Heavenly Father looks down at us and says, I wonder if they're ever going to catch on?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I think he does.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think he probably smiles when we do what, you know, the little ones do. Because we stamp our feet. Kind of silly. But you know what? We like to do our own way. It's comfy. But there's a salvation coming in the last days of our soul. A salvation that is going to make you be hated by many. Because you're not acting and reacting like them, and they're looking at you like you've got 10 heads. Why aren't you behaving like normal? Because there's a process going on. My soul is different. I can just lift up those that don't like me. I can say thank you for the guy who doesn't pay his bill on time. I can be thankful for the guy who's not responsible to carry his own load. Yeah, I can. I've done it. Does it put a crimp in my soul?
Probably.
Yes, it does. Yes. It just...
Twisted, yeah.
You know, it hurts a little. Mm-hmm. And you watch somebody's choices and you say, no wonder they're in trouble. Look at what they've done here. Look what they've done over there. Look what they're doing here. And I said, Lord, I want this shut down. Because if I keep looking and I keep the emotions going, my what? Mind and will are going to go in the wrong direction. And I can't afford it. It's a privilege I cannot afford. Go back. Verse 5. Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time or times. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
Amen.
When the Anointed One is revealed inside of you, His Spirit is now opening you up, just like, oh my God, I didn't know what I had inside. But it doesn't matter what they choose. It doesn't matter which way the side of the street they dance on. I'm not joining in. I'm not jumping when they jump. I'm not reacting when they're reacting. I'm not going with them when they want to bring me with them. I do my best to stay focused on the one who said, it's all part of my plan to mature you ahead of them. Close your eyes right now. Say, it's God's plan.
It's God's plan.
To mature me.
Ahead of them.
I can become an example.
I can become an example.
A real ambassador.
Of the Most High God.
In the earth. With greater grace, greater mercies. To all those that are struggling. In Jesus' name.
It's happening now.
The salvation of my soul.
The salvation of my soul.
My mind.
My mind, my will,
and my emotions, they're being transformed. By the blood of the Lamb, washing me.
His word washing me.
Cleansing me.
And making me whole.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm living in the last times.
And my soul is getting saved.
My soul is getting saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Progress. Progress. That's what it's called. Progress in our souls. You might find one corner being done more quickly than another. Don't despair. He'll take you around the mountain if you need to go back.
Where's the tree?
Yeah, well, you might not like the roots, like somebody we heard. But deal with the roots.
There's a way to get through.
Yes, there is a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways you cannot see. He will make a way for me. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, he will. He will. He will. He will.